This is Chris Dufault. I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Crookston, Minnesota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Good morning, farm news on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick with Randy Kuhn, and we'll have an update from the National FFA Convention with Sierra Doctor in just a moment. Warm and dry weather is in the forecast through the weekend and into the early part of November. After a nearly nonstop harvest season, Mother Nature is now providing opportunities for tillage, ditching, and fertilizer applications. Highs generally will be in the 50s and 60s. There's little chance to recharge its soil moisture profile anytime soon.
Grain markets have been pretty much stuck in trading ranges here for the last couple of months. AgriSampo North America Director of Ag Research Sterling Smith says it will take a couple of factors to break the grains out of their trading channels.
If we start to see problems in South America, that would increase some bullishness, and that might help propel us higher. I'm a lot more concerned about the downside right now than I am the upside, though. If we see pretty good performance out of South America, that's going to start to create some weight in the market. The other thing is, I think the U.S. dollar, we may be looking at a sideways sort of maybe the lower behavior out of the U.S. dollar. I'll get to that in a minute. But the Chinese currency has weakened against the dollar a little bit, and that makes all of our imports more expensive.
Smith says demand is that major concern.
We're seeing export concerns with the dollar, and you know, if that can back off, that will be helpful. But the other side of the coin is, will we see China maybe reaching to South America a little bit more, given Xi's policies? So we have that creating some nervousness in the market. Two, I think we've got, you know, we obviously have the bird flu issue, but along with it, we're looking at tighter livestock supplies in general. And if that happens, we might see, again, some demand erosion or at least some dislocation.
From Indianapolis, Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor has this update from the National FFA Convention.
Sponsors of the National FFA Convention are CHS, A Country Farm Credit Services, Associated Milk Producers with Dinner Bell Creamery, Proceed, and Corteva. North Dakota State University Assistant Professor of Agricultural Education Brooke Thiel is at convention hoping to spur FFA members to continue in ag education after their time in the association is completed. Thiel says there's a large shortage of ag teachers in North Dakota.
There is a teacher shortage, not just in North Dakota, but across the country, specifically in ag ed, but also in all education areas, so it's not something that's just being felt by agriculture. But we have about 115 ag teachers in the state of North Dakota, and every year there are several positions that are unfilled, whether that's from retirements or teacher attrition, people that leave the field for other careers. But there are also a really positive thing that we're seeing in North Dakota is that schools want to add agricultural education, which is great because more students have access to that curriculum as high school students. But we are having a hard time preparing enough teachers to fill all of those gaps. And so we're working really hard to recruit students to go into agricultural education.
Thiel has been encouraging students to stay involved in agriculture as they plan their career paths.
So FFA students tend to have really strong transferable skills or soft skills, things like communication and teamwork, critical thinking, responsibility. You know, they're the leaders of the agricultural organization. They're the leaders in their schools. And so we want those students in the agricultural industry moving forward. They make a positive impact in business and industry and in every single sector that they go into. I continue to tell kids as they come over and they're interested in things like computer science, or they're interested in law, or they're interested in finance, and it's like, we need all of you in agriculture. You know, like, you have the experience being an FFA member, that you understand the agricultural industry. We want you. You're a hot commodity.
Sponsorship of the National FFA Convention is brought to you by Bayer, Nutrien, Farm Credit Services of Mandan, Minnesota Farmers Union, and South Dakota Farmers Union. Reporting agriculture's business, I'm Sierra Doctor on the Red River Farm Network.
More than 300 trade organizations signed off on a letter to President Joe Biden asking the federal government to intervene in the dispute between the railroads and its workers. The letter says the U.S. economy would see a major economic loss if a rail shutdown happens. The leadership of 12 rail unions approved a tentative agreement, but two of those unions refuse to ratify the deal.
The St. Louis barge freight rate this week is up almost 22% from last week. This week's rate of $88 per ton is still lower than the high mark of nearly $106 earlier in the month. The USDA Grain Transportation Report says barge companies are struggling to meet their current obligations due to low water levels on the Mississippi, tight barge availability, and new export business has also increased demand for barges. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Friday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. North Dakota's state FFA President Amy Klein has stepped into a delegate role at the 95th National FFA Convention.
So on my Conduct Standards Implementation Committee, I serve as a discussion group leader. So as we were kind of going over exactly what we wanted to cover using our guiding questions, I helped create that discussion and get the ball rolling.
Klein says convention has given FFA students the opportunity to exercise their voices.
I see a very bright future just hearing what all these members have to say and all the organizations and sponsors that are here that want to hear what our kids have to say. We had a discussion group yesterday with various sponsors, and just hearing their passion and wanting to hear what kids have to say is just so incredible, and having those young individuals share their bright ideas is really, it's really rewarding.
The Kindred North Dakota FFA Farm Business Management Team placed third at the National FFA Convention. Team member Brett Baumgarten says it's been an incredible experience.
My first initial thought is there's no way this is actually happening. I mean, we're in the press box of the Colts Stadium. I never imagined that would happen. I was just in front of 60-something thousand people on stage with a light on my face. I just cannot believe that this is actually happening. If you would have told me back in April when we started practicing for state that I'd be where I am now, I would have told you you were crazy.
Team member Jack Stoppelworth was the third high individual and says they've been practicing nonstop.
Since we won the state contest in June, it's kind of been our goal to do well here. We've been practicing through the summer. We were reading the books that are used to make the tests, and we've just been practicing pretty much since we won the state contest and all the way on the car ride down here. We've had a lot of car practices from Mr. Becker.
CHS Ag Services Director of Agronomy Chris Kolstol says the ability to put fertilizer down this fall will ease the pressure going into next spring.
Like I said, it looks like we're going to have a really good fall, so that really alleviates a lot of pressure in the spring and really makes the workload. Springs are always busy, but anytime we can get the volume down that we are this fall, it really helps in the spring.
Dry soil is having an impact on some fall fertilizer applications.
It depends on where you're at. There's some areas people are putting ammonia down and it's sealing up good, and then there's areas that it's too hard and they can't even, not even able to work some ground, and I'm going to leave it till spring as of now unless we get some rain in the near future. But so yes, in some spots that it's troublesome, but other areas I'm just going down.
Mexican Deputy Agriculture Secretary Victor Suarez said his country is ready to cut U.S. corn imports by 50% when its biotech corn ban takes effect in 2024. Suarez told the Reuters News Service that Mexico can get enough non-biotech corn from Argentina and Brazil to meet its needs. Mexico currently imports 17 million tons of U.S. grain per year, most of that corn being fed for livestock feed.
USDA's weekly export sales report for the week ending October 20th showed net beef sales at 14,000 metric tons. Beef exports are reported at 17,000 tons, going primarily to Japan, South Korea, China, Mexico, and Taiwan. Net pork sales at 20,000 tons. Pork exports reported at 31,000 tons, top destinations being Mexico, China, Japan, South Korea, and Canada.
The supply chain headaches are not over. A survey of 400 U.S.-based senior decision makers found more than half of the respondents thought that their supply chain still needs much improvement. 49% said they expect the issues to continue until next summer. The SAP Business Network survey identified political unrest, a lack of raw materials, and rising fuel costs as reasons that the supply chain problems will continue. Nearly two-thirds of the business leaders surveyed said they are moving from a just-in-time philosophy to a just-in-case supply chain situation, with businesses increasing their inventory to offset potential problems.
Dairy Management Incorporated CEO Barbara O'Brien has outlined a new three-year strategy for the Dairy Checkoff program. The plan includes doing more with less by making programs simpler and more focused. The emphasis will be on projects that can deliver the biggest impact for the dairy industry. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Corteva North America Commercial Strategy Lead Andy Fordyce says the FFA members at the National FFA Convention Career Show are the next generation of leaders and innovators.
The future of agriculture is what we see with the value of being here at the FFA and seeing all the bright, shining, smiling faces that are here really puts in perspective what the future of ag is, and it's really great to have these conversations with all these students that are just so eager to learn about all of the organizations that are here, and it really helps us understand that agriculture is really going in a great place when all these kids here eventually get to professional careers that'll end up in agriculture. But we're here today just to tell them a little bit about what we do and how we do it and get some interest with all these 60,000 FFA kids that are here.
Fordyce says Corteva looks for the type of skills that FFA helps instill within their membership.
All of those type of things are key highlights that FFA really brings out, plus just a general love for agriculture, right? I mean, where else are you going to get that kind of enthusiasm at a high school level to really be proud about something and stand for something? And that's what you get in FFA, and for long-term employees and customers of Corteva, That's who we want, right? Or people that are really passionate and love agriculture.
USDA has added more than 5,000 employees in the past year. The Ag Department lost many staff members when it relocated the Economic Research Service and National Institute of Food and Agriculture to Kansas City in 2019. In addition, USDA officials said efforts are being taken to retain current employees.
As we check markets this morning, we are on the downside. Down 2 cents for Minneapolis wheat. It's 9.48 and a half, that D's contract. March Minneapolis wheat down 2 and a half. December Chicago wheat down 5 and a half. KC wheat down 8 and a half. D's corn 2 and a half lower, 6.79 and 3/4. March down 2 and a half, 6.85 and a quarter. For soybeans, November at 13.76 and a quarter. We're down 6 cents as we speak. The March contract for soybeans down by 7 cents. As we check in on the farm calendar, of course, the National FFA Convention continuing. We'll have more coverage as that event continues in Indy. The North Dakota Wheat Commission and U.S. Durum Growers will be hosting their annual Crop Outlook and International Durum Forum meeting in Minot. That'll be on Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Ken Prather, Managing Director with Armada Corporate Intelligence, will be among the speakers taking a look at the U.S. and global economies. And the North Dakota FFA Foundation hosting its first ever Blue and Gold Gala. November 5th is the date. That'll be held at the Radisson Blue in Fargo. You can go to their website for more details. And the North Dakota Angus Association has its annual meeting and banquet coming up. Saturday, November 12th, will be their general membership meeting and their banquet as well. Have yourself a great day, a great weekend. This is the Red River Farm Network.